Welcome to League Park in Cleveland, for the game between the Boston Red Sox and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the lead-off spot. The center fielder, Ira Flagstead. Batting second. The second baseman, Bill Wamsgans. Batting third. The right fielder, Ike Boone. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Tex Vash. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Phil Toad. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Doc Prothero. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Dudley. Batting eighth. The catcher, John Bischoff. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Oscar Fuhr. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Oscar Fuhr. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the lead-off spot. The left fielder, Charlie Jameson. Batting second. The right fielder, Cliff Lee. Batting third. The center fielder, Tris Speaker. Batting fourth. The shortstop, Joe Sewell. Batting fifth. The first baseman, George Burns. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Chick Fuchter. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Freddie Spurgeon. Batting eighth. The catcher, Luke Sewell. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Sherry Smith. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Sherry Smith. And now, play ball. Ira Flagstead is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flagstead hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bill Wamsgans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wamsgans hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Flagstead moves to second. Ike Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Speaker. Boone reaches second base with a double. Flagstead scores. Wamsgans goes all the way around to score. It's 2-0, Red Sox. Tex Vash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vash hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Boone scores. It's 3-0, Red Sox. Phil Toad is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Toad hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 5-0, Red Sox. Doc Prothero is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Prothero hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Fuchter settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dudley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lee hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sewell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. John Bischoff is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bischoff hits a ball on the ground towards third. Spurgeon fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Charlie Jameson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jameson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Fuhr fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Cliff Lee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lee hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Tris Speaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Speaker hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Lee moves to third. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Wamsgans settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns hits a ball on the ground towards third. Prothero fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Indians nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Oscar Fuhr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fuhr hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Smith fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ira Flagstad is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flagstad is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Flagstad hits a line drive into center field. Speaker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Wamsgans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wamsgans is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Wamsgans hits a fly ball into right field. Lee settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Chick Fuchter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fuchter hits a line drive into center field. Flagstad settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Freddie Spurgeon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spurgeon hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Glenn Myatt pinch hits for Luke Sewell. Glenn Myatt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Myatt takes first base on ball 4. Spurgeon moves to second. Sherry Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Spurgeon scores. Myatt moves to third. It's 5-1, Red Sox. Charlie Jameson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jameson is 0-for-1 in the game. Jameson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Tote fields it and throws to home to get Myatt. Smith moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Cliff Lee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lee is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Lee hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lee scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Indians 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Glenn Myatt now catching. Ike Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Boone hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sewell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Tex Vash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vash is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Vash hits a ball on the ground towards third. Spurgeon fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Phil Tote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tote is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Tote hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Doc Prothro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Prothro is 0-for-1 in the game. Prothro hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Tote moves to second. Dud Lee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lee is 0-for-1 in the game. Lee hits a fly ball into right field. Lee settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Tris Speaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Speaker is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Speaker hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Fuhr fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0-for-1 in the game. Sewell hits a ball on the ground towards first. Tote fields it, and throws to get the runner. And he throws it away. That's an error on Tote. Speaker moves to third. Sewell moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. George Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 0-for-1 in the game. Burns hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Flagstad. Burns reaches second base with a double. Speaker scores. Sewell scores. Two runs are unearned. It's 5-3, Red Sox. Chick Fuester is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fuester is 0-1 in the game. Fuester hits a line drive beyond short. Lee can't hold onto the ball. That's a base hit. Burns moves to third. Red Ruffing now pitching. Freddie Spurgeon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spurgeon is 1-1 in the game, with a single. Spurgeon hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Bischoff catches it for the out, and throws the ball away attempting to make the double play. Burns scores. Fuester moves to second. That run is unearned. One out. It's 5-4, Red Sox. Glenn Myatt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Myatt is 0-0 in the game. With a walk. Myatt hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wamsgans misplays the ball. That's an error on Wamsgans. Fuester moves to third. Sherry Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 1-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Smith hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wamsgans fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Indians 4. The Red Sox will come to bat. John Bischoff is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bischoff is 0-1 in the game. Bischoff hits a fly ball into center field. Speaker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Red Ruffing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ruffing hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Fuester reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ira Flagstad is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flagstad is 1-2 in the game, with a single. Flagstad hits a ball on the ground towards third. Spurgeon fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Indians 4. The Indians will come to bat. Charlie Jameson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jameson is 0-2 in the game. Jameson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Pat McNulty pinch hits for Cliff Lee. Pat McNulty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNulty hits a fly ball into right field. Boone settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tris Speaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Speaker is 2-2 in the game, with two singles. Speaker hits a line drive into center field. Flagstad settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0-2 in the game. Sewell hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jameson moves to second. George Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 1-2 in the game, with a double. He's got two RBIs. Burns hits a fly ball to center field. That will be extra bases. Flagstad chases after the ball, picks it up, and throws towards the plate. Bischoff fumbles the ball. That's a double and an error on Bischoff. Jameson scores. Sewell goes all the way around to score. It's 6-5, Indians. Chick Fuester is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fuester is 1-2 in the game, with a single. Fuester bunts towards the mound. Ruffing settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Red Sox 5. The Red Sox will come to bat. Pat McNulty now playing right field. Bill Wamsgans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wamsgans is 1-2 in the game, with a single. Wamsgans takes first base on ball 4. Ike Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Boone hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fuchter fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Tex Vash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vash is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Vash hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Speaker. Vash reaches second base with a double. Boone goes all the way around to score. It's Red Sox, 6, Indians, 6. Phil Tote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tote is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Tote hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Vash scores. Tote moves to second. It's 7-6, Red Sox. Doc Prothro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Prothro is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Prothro hits a fly ball into right field. McNulty settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Tote moves to third. Two outs. Dudley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lee is 0-for-2 in the game. Lee hits a ball on the ground towards third. Spurgeon fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 7, and the Indians 6. The Indians will come to bat. Freddie Spurgeon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spurgeon is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Spurgeon hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Glenn Myatt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Myatt is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Myatt hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Prothro settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Sherry Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Smith hits a ball on the ground towards first. Tote fields the ball and throws to roughing covering. Safe. Spurgeon moves to second. Charlie Jameson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jameson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Jameson hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 9-7. Indians. Pat McNulty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNulty is 0-for-1 in the game. McNulty hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wamsgans scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tris Speaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Speaker is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Speaker hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Flagstead, who is chasing the ball. Speaker reaches third base with a triple. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Sewell hits a ball on the ground for a single. Speaker scores. It's 10-7, Indians. George Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Sewell. The throw from Bischoff and he is safe. Sewell steals second. George Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 doubles. He's got 3 RBIs. Burns hits a ball on the ground towards third. Prothro fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 10, and the Red Sox 7. The Red Sox will come to bat. John Bischoff is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bischoff is 0-for-2 in the game. Bischoff takes first base on ball 4. Red Ruffing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ruffing is 0-for-1 in the game. Ruffing hits a line drive into center field. Speaker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ira Flagstad is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flagstad is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Flagstad takes first base on ball 4. Bischoff moves to second. Jake Miller now pitching. Bill Wamsgans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wamsgans is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Wamsgans hits a fly ball into left field. Jameson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ike Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got two RBIs. Boone hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Feuchter scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 10, and the Red Sox 7. The Indians will come to bat. Buster Ross now pitching. Chick Feuchter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Feuchter is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Feuchter hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Freddie Spurgeon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spurgeon is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Spurgeon hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Feuchter moves to third. Glenn Myatt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Myatt is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Myatt hits a ball on the ground towards first. Tote fields it, throws to second for one, and back over to first, double play. Feuchter scores. Two outs. It's 11-7, Indians. Jake Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wamsgans scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 11, and the Red Sox 7. The Red Sox will come to bat. Tex Vasch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vasch is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got two RBIs. Vasch hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Myatt settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Phil Tote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tote is 3-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a home run. He's got three RBIs. Tote takes first base on ball 4. Doc Prothro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Prothro is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Prothro hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Tote moves to second. Dudley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lee is 0-for-3 in the game. Lee hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Feuchter fields it and throws to second for the out. Tote moves to third. Two outs. John Bischoff is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bischoff is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Bischoff hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Tote scores. Lee moves to second. It's 11-8, Indians. Val Pisanek pinch hits for Buster Ross. Val Pisanek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pisanek hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Feuchter settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 11, and the Red Sox 8. The Indians will come to bat. Hal Neubauer now pitching. Charlie Jameson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jameson is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got three RBIs. Jameson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wamsgans scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Pat McNulty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNulty is 0-for-2 in the game. McNulty hits a line drive into right field. Boone settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tris Speaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Speaker is 3-for-4 in the game, with two singles and a triple. Speaker hits a fly ball into center field, out of the reach of Flagstead. Speaker reaches second base with a double. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Sewell takes first base on ball 4. George Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 2-for-4 in the game, with two doubles. He's got three RBIs. Burns takes first base on ball 4. Speaker moves to third. Sewell moves to second. Chick Feuchter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Feuchter is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Feuchter strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 11, and the Red Sox 8. The Red Sox will come to bat. Ira Flagstead is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flagstead is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Flagstead hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sewell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill Wamsgans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wamsgans is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Wamsgans strikes out. Two outs. Ike Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. He's got two RBIs. Boone hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Speaker. Boone reaches second base with a double. Tex Vash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vash is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got two RBIs. Vash hits a line drive to left field. Jameson throws towards the plate. Myatt fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Myatt. Boone scores. Vash moves to second. It's 11-9, Indians. Phil Tote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tote is 3-for-3 in the game, with two singles, a home run, and a walk. He's got three RBIs. Tote hits a line drive into center field. Speaker picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Speaker. Vash scores. Tote moves to third. That run is unearned. It's 11-10, Indians. Doc Prothrow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Prothrow is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Prothrow hits a ball on the ground towards first. Burns scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Prothrow for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 11, and the Red Sox 10. The Indians will come to bat. Freddie Spurgeon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spurgeon is 3-for-4 in the game, with three singles. Spurgeon hits a ball on the ground off the glove of Prothrow, and into shallow left field. Spurgeon reaches second base with a double. Glenn Myatt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Myatt is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Myatt hits a fly ball into center field. Flagstead settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jake Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 0-for-1 in the game. Miller hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lee scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Spurgeon moves to third. Two outs. Charlie Jameson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jameson is 2-for-5 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got three RBIs. Jameson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Neubauer fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 11, and the Red Sox 10. The Red Sox will come to bat. Dudley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lee is 0-for-4 in the game. Lee takes first base on ball 4. Joe Schott now pitching. John Bischoff is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bischoff is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Bischoff bunts towards the mound. Schott fields it and throws to first for the out. Lee moves to second. One out. Roy Carlisle pinch hits for Hal Neubauer. Roy Carlisle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carlisle hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 12-11, Red Sox. Ira Flagstead is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flagstead is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single and a walk. Flagstead hits a ball on the ground towards third. Spurgeon fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bill Wamsgans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wamsgans is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single and a walk. Wamsgans hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ike Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone is 2-for-5 in the game, with two doubles. He's got two RBIs. Boone takes first base on ball 4. Wamsgans moves to second. Tex Vash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vash is 3-for-5 in the game, with two singles and a double. He's got three RBIs. Vash hits a ball on the ground towards third. Spurgeon fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 12, and the Indians 11. The Indians will come to bat. Ted Wingfield now pitching. Pat McNulty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNulty is 0-for-3 in the game. McNulty hits a pop-up, foul, towards short. Lee settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tris Speaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Speaker is 4-for-5 in the game, with two singles, a double, and a triple. Speaker hits a fly ball into left field. Vash settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles and a walk. He's got one RBI. Sewell hits a fly ball into left field. Vash settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Boston Red Sox, 12, and Cleveland Indians, 11. Goodbye from League Park in Cleveland.